RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Mick. This is Denise calling from Scores Jewelers in Anderson, South Carolina. And I needed to know if you had a diamond.
Sure. Give me just 2 seconds. For some reason, Diana, you guys didn't pop up in the computer. So you're making me work. All right. And what is it we're looking for?
Okay. I'm looking for a mined diamond, not a lab. And I'm looking for an oval. And he wants close to a carat, like 1.2 is what he's looking for. So anything in that range, very high quality and very high color.
Okay. So high color, high clarity, that, and I'm not being funny, that could mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. What you feel his...
I don't think he knows really what he wants, but because he said specifically, well, I want a 1.2. And I said, well, you want a carat then? No, I want a 1.2, you know. And I said, well, that's 2 points above 100 points. So that's 100, you know. I'm trying to explain to him, so he doesn't know. But he saw 1.2, and he's got it in his mind. So
That's not a problem.
He's got a pretty good budget.
Okay.
But well, I have to consider what it's going to cost for the setting as well.
Of course.
So
my very first, and I mean, I know that you're not totally used to me. I ask a lot of questions. I try to interpret.
No, that's fine.
Okay. So if he stated I want a 1.2, the way I would have, I totally respect how you heard that. I get it. Is he asking for a 1.02 or is he asking for a 1.2? Because a 1.2 is a 1.25.
Yeah, no, he's asking for a 1.02.
Okay. All right. So, you know, it's funny. I actually had back when I managed a jewelry store, I lost a sale. I'll always remember it because it taught me a big lesson. And I wound up, it was a princess cut, and I knew this guy in and out. I thought for sure I had the sale, and I didn't. And literally months later, I actually bumped into him at a mall, and I asked him. You know, it literally was just one of those recognizable faces. I was like, oh, my gosh, how you been? We got to talk. And I said, you know, just out of curiosity, I thought that we had hit such a connection. I hope you wound up finding something, but I know you didn't find it with me. Can I ask what the situation was? And he goes, well, I didn't – he felt bad. He's like, no, we did have a really good communication. He goes, my problem was that her sister had gotten engaged, and she had a 1.02. I said, okay. He goes, but you brought me in a 1 carat, and I couldn't – he goes, I went to a competitor, and I found a 1.09. And I needed it to be bigger than my fiance's sister's diamond.
Okay.
And I went, you never shared that with me, or I would have. And he's like, yeah. He goes, after it, I felt really bad that you'd gotten things in, so I just didn't come back. That. So my point being is, there might be a really smart, logical reason why he needs it to be a 1.02 or bigger.
He saw it, and because I started asking him more questions, and he had no clue.
Okay.
So he just had it in his mind. He's young.
Yeah.
So I kind of blame it on that.
Fair enough.
I just need a spectacular diamond.
Okay. So
a little over a carat.
The one that's just jumping out at me, it's got a wonderful make. It's just shy of the 1.02, though. It's a 1.01.
Okay,
E as in Edward VS2.
Okay.
With excellent polish and very good symmetry.
Okay. Oval?
Yes, ma'am. The cost on that diamond is $4,040.
Okay, can you hold on just a second because I want to ask William how much we would charge. Okay,
of
hold
course.
On just a second. Thank you. Mick?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we are going to go with a 1.25.
Okay.
So what I need, like William said, like maybe look at like 117 or 118, you know, in there.
Okay. So we have a. You're telling me that you have enough. Can this will simplify a lot of different things. If you can tell me the max, you know, I always call it shopping for groceries. Tell me my maximum that I can shop with for you. That way, I can put it in my computer, and it will delete everything out. So I have just a very focused.
But yeah, you'll have like a price range.
Yes, correct.
Let me just ask William to get it. To get it to be under $8,000, and it's going to include. Okay, he's on the phone right now.
Yeah, I can wait.
No, okay, because he has an $8,000 budget.
Okay.
That is going to include the mounting, and I'm not sure how much the mounting is going to cost. I'm kind of looking right now.
Yeah.
Because he told me Helzberg has it. Helzberg Diamonds has it, but I couldn't find it on their website, so you could be lying to me. But I said the budget is the main thing that I need to know, you know, because if he wants something this spectacular, you know, that's, I mean, an $8,000 budget might not be enough.
You might be right.
See, it seems like a lot of money because the setting he wants is very basic.
Okay.
Very basic, just a little bit of a halo, and then nothing on the shank. So
okay.
It's pretty basic.
All right.
But I guess...
So I would share this...
What is the best
video?
Diamond I can get in that size?
Yep.
With the, you know, just the best diamond.
So again, we're kind of closing our eyes and throwing that dart, which I'm cool to do with for you, you know, until we figure it out. So I would give you, you know, some examples. Most of these are out on memo. The nice part about it is I have two offices. One's in New York City. That's where they do the main buying. So just because I don't see it in my Rochester office doesn't mean I can't make a phone call in 10 minutes, get a hold of somebody, and have something ready for you for tomorrow. Okay.
Okay, yeah, because he's coming back tomorrow at 4:30.
Perfect. I have no issues with that part. So to throw out some numbers, in the carat, you know, the carat 17, that's always a hard, that's a hardship. You know, that carat teens, nobody's going to purposely cut the carat teens. So I have to jump
maybe
up.
120.
Yep,
120?
That's where I'm going for you. So like a GVS2, that's a higher-end near colorless, very, very clean diamond. With a little fluorescence, you're looking at a cost of right around $5,500.
Okay, I don't want fluorescence.
Okay.
We don't want fluorescence.
Then that diamond would cost you $6,000 without fluorescence.
So it would be about $6,000 for the diamond alone.
Correct.
That's much.
So if I were to drop it down to a clean SI2 in an F color, now you're probably right around $4,000.
If you can drop it down, you said, what can you drop it down to?
I could probably keep it in the higher end near color, higher end colorless, like probably like
an F. Okay, higher end colorless.
Yep. And then I would just search for like an SI2, something that's eye clean to the naked eye.
Okay, and that would be in the 4,000 you said?
That's going to run right around 4,000.
4,000. What can we, I did not find anything on Helzberg's site. Okay. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? He's working, though. you know what? I'll call you right back.
That's okay. All right.
Okay.
You know what? And we all get busy. So if I'm not available, just leave, you know, tell them to, you know, have me give you a call back.
Yeah, because we have to get it here tomorrow. So, okay.
Peace
I'll call you right back, Mick.
You got
Thank
it.
You.
All right, bye-bye.